Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting second. The right fielder, Dimitri Young. Batting third. The first baseman, Sean Casey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Taubensy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aaron Boone. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pokey Reese. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Villone. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ron Villone. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting third. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Alex Ochoa. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Woodard. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Steve Woodard. And now, play ball. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball 4. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Casey reaches second base with a double. Young goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Reds. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Zerillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zerillo hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is hit by the pitch. Loretta moves to second. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. Loretta moves to third. 2 outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Taubensy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Taubensy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodard fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Boone hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Reese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Ron Villone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Villone bunts towards the mound. Woodard fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to third. Reese moves to second. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grissom hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Grissom reaches second base with a double. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Grissom moves to third. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin hits a line drive towards short. Larkin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Woodard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Woodard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Casey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Casey strikes out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Loretta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Loretta takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. Loretta goes all the way around to score. It's Reds, 1, Brewers, 1. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nilsson bunts towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Cirillo moves to third. One out. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ochoa is 0-for-1 in the game. Ochoa takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cirillo scores. Ochoa moves to second. It's 2-1, Brewers. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Villone spins and fires to second, and Ochoa is picked off. 2 outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grissom hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Taubensy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubensy is 0-for-1 in the game. Taubensy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ochoa. Taubensy reaches second base with a double. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Belliard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Villone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Villone is 0-for-0 in the game. Villone hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard is 0-for-1 in the game. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin bunts towards third. Boone throws towards first, with the pitcher covering. Villone fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Villone. Valentin moves to second. Steve Woodard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Woodard is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Loretta takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cameron hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Belliard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Casey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Casey hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Reds. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nilsson strikes out. One out. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ochoa is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ochoa hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Taubensy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taubensy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Taubensy strikes out. One out. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pokey Reese batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Villone is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Reese. The throw from Nilsson and he is safe. Reese steals second. Hal Morris pinch hits for Ron Villone. Hal Morris batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Morris takes first base on ball four. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cameron is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cameron hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Reese scores. Morris moves to second. It's 4-2, Reds. Mike Myers now pitching. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Sullivan now pitching. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grissom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grissom hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard is 0-for-2 in the game. Belliard hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 2. The Reds will come to bat. Sean Casey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Casey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Casey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Loretton now playing shortstop. Eric Plunk now pitching. Brian Banks now playing first base. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-3 in the game. Larkin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Belliard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Loretta is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Casey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Loretta for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cirillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Taubensi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taubensi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Taubensi hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Reds. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Reds. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Reese strikes out. 1 out. Scott Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grissom, who is chasing the ball. Cameron reaches third base with a triple. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds now playing left field. Michael Tucker now playing right field. Dave Nilsson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ochoa is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ochoa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jenkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jenkins hits a fly ball into right field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers 2. The Reds will come to bat. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Casey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Casey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ochoa. Casey reaches second base with a double. Rafael Roque now pitching. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Casey moves to third. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 4 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Casey scores. Tucker moves to third. It's 7-2, Reds. Ed Taubensi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Taubensi is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Taubensi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Larkin moves to second. It's 8-2, Reds. Reggie Harris now pitching. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boone is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larkin moves to third. 1 out. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Taubensi moves to second. Scott Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Larkin scores. Taubensee moves to third. Reese moves to second. It's 9-2, Reds. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hammonds hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Chris Stein's now playing second base. Pokey Reese now playing shortstop. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Grissom strikes out. 1 out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Belliard is 0-for-3 in the game. Belliard hits a fly ball into right field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Becker pinch hits for Reggie Harris. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker hits a pop-up towards first. Casey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.